proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me. And today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. Mystery, a constant theme of the Book of Esther, is that things are not always the way they appear. The Book of Esther has an element of suspense, and the characters in the Purim story are different from what they first appear to be. Esther is a beautiful piece of literature, with Esther being the lead protagonist, hence the book bearing her name, and Haman being the antagonist. Esther was an orphan, and Mordecai, the other protagonist in the story, was her older cousin that had adopted her as his own daughter. The king of Persia, Ahasuerus, appointed Haman as prime minister, giving him great power. Esther chapter 3, verse 2 says, "All the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed and reverenced Haman, but Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence." Haman became incensed at Mordecai's refusal to bow to him and wanted to get even. His negative feelings towards Mordecai escalated to all the Jewish people. Verse 6 continues, "Wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai." Now the first time we are introduced to Mordecai is in Esther 2 verse 5. Here it says, "Now in Shushan, the palace, there was a certain Jew, whose name was Mordecai, the son of Yair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjaminite." So now we understand the enmity between Haman and Mordecai is a fulfillment of the prophecies that God foretold would exist between the descendants of Jacob and Esau. We also see that if Saul had obeyed God and killed King Agag, there would be no Haman 600 years later to threaten the Jewish nation. But, praise the Lord, God gives second chances. How would God save the Jews from Haman's evil decree? Miracles? Armies? Well, sometimes even miracles and armies are in disguise, as in the case of Esther. Just one person is sufficient when that one person is in God's hand. God had been working behind the scenes and had all the players in place, like a great chess match. Since a Benjaminite, King Saul, was responsible for the mess to start with, God was going to use two Benjaminites to right the wrong because Mordecai and Esther were from the tribe of Benjamin. Queen Esther went before King Ahasuerus at the risk of her own life, revealing that she was indeed Jewish and that fulfillment of Haman's evil decree would mean the destruction of both her and her people. Because of his great love for Esther, King Ahasuerus listened to her and evil Haman was hung on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Persian law, however, was very strict. Once a decree had been signed by the king, it could never be reversed. Although Esther went before Ahasuerus and Haman was now dead, his evil decree was still in effect and the death sentence still loomed upon the Jews unless that decree could be countered by another decree. For the first time in the story, Ahasuerus does a good deed. He gave to Mordecai and Esther Haman's estate, and he gave to Mordecai Haman's position as prime minister of Persia. Then he instructed Mordecai to write a new decree that would override Haman's evil decree and would permit the Jews to defend themselves if attacked on the 13th of the month of Adar. So, in one stroke, God turned certain annihilation into a day of deliverance and salvation. And according to Esther 8:16, the Bible says, "The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor." The 13th and 14th of the month of Adar, which Haman had chosen to be the days of destruction for the Jewish people, became instead the days of gladness and feasting and became a holiday of Purim that we know today. Esther and Mordecai overcame Haman's evil decree with a good decree that saved the Jewish people. Sometimes bad decisions simply cannot be undone. However, we can make new decisions that are greater than the bad ones. The Apostle Paul summarized this idea very well in his book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 21, where it says, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." Now, I pray this program has been a blessing to you. If you'd like to hear this program again or listen to our many archive programs, I invite you to do so by going to our website, ibjm.org. In fact, I invite you to share this program with a friend as well.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.